called it
Sa.
Sa? Yeah, what you call it, Sa.
Now, us used to keep our own meat to the house years ago. We never cared. See, if we let us kill it today, be cold and kill it today, we'll see. If we get up soon in the morning and salt it again and pack it in a book, round and round in a book, we'll let it stay there about 10 days.
That's all.
Then if we take it up, wash it off, and hang it up. Then just like it's cloudy like now, just keep a little slow smoke on it. Go out there and get chanterberry wood or either hickory wood and smoke it. Us mostly, when us were raising all back, then us would smoke more for chanterberry. See us had chanterberry trees around us. See if we cut them up and, you know, and them dry, put a little bit and, you know, and smoke it with it. And some of our people smoke it with just hickory wood. Sweet gum, you know.
Sweet gum?
Yeah. You smoke the sweet gum. Yes, sir. All that.
Sounds good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, back there, man. Time of building it is now. In a week, or you get more for your little weight, but things so high, they don't do you a bit of good. You make $50 a day and go to these stores, you ain't nowhere.
Not much farther ahead than you were.
No, back then, you know, you could take a dollar way back then and shoot, man, a dollar would look like $5.
Make a stretch, huh?
Man, I used to work and shoot, man, give me $5 that said to shoot. I could keep them $5, I could make it last me 2 weeks. Yes, sir. And then long then, I'd grind off and see you take your stuff you used to buy soda water and stuff, you know, wasn't but a nickel a bottle. Or you take the old long can and I used to get hit for a nickel, you know. And that stuff you dime a 15 cent, now that old can.
Three times as much.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I go long now and think about all that.
Yeah, it's wonderful you got the memories.
Yes, sir.
Remember.
Yes, sir. I remember way back, you know.
When you go back to cornmeal, did you ever boil cornmeal in water?
Well, they have boiled, nothing there boiled on in water, but they have boiled, you know, just like you have corn and they make a boiled corn like that, you know, and make a... You know, boil it and then eat it. You call it, right now it's how you call that cone, but then I used to boil it.
Corn the cob or roast?
No, just you shell it and boil it and put a little part and put a little, people don't then put a little ashes in it, you know, and make out his beef, porridge beef. You'll put his yeah, about be like porridge. That cone, you mean that mashy would, you know, make it swelled up.
Would that be hominy?
Yeah, cone on there.
But you never...
But it wasn't, you know, wasn't ground up and put in there. I never ate anything like that.
Never had any mush? What you call mush?
No, I ain't never had none of that.
And when you get some wheat flour and you bake some bread, what would you call that bread?
Well, you call it biscuits.
Biscuits. I suppose you made a loaf out of it.
Well, you call it a loaf of bread. Over bread, or I could say.
Called light bread.
Light bread, yeah.
Light bread.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when you fry something round with a hole in it, what you used to call that?
Called it a flapjack.
If it had a hole in it?
He called it that other thing, but I can't call the name of it. I know what you said.
Donuts?
Yeah, donut.
And when you make, what's the difference between batter cake and a flapjack?